This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
It is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with a very special in-studio guest, the former Second Lady of Pennsylvania, an executive in her own right, and now author, happens to be the wife of United States Senator John Fetterman, Gisele Barreto, who comes to us from Brazil originally. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I think a lot of people are going to wonder right off the bat. You wrote a book, I love your title, Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. So just curious, why now? What was your motivation to do this in this moment?
I never wanted to write a book. I think the opportunity presented itself. I think there's not enough books about crying, so I figured I'd add one to the genre.
How did you meet John?
I visited Braddock years ago. The time I lived in New York, I was a nutritionist. I had a private nutrition practice, and I read an article about Braddock. I was traveling out of the country when I learned about it. Never thought about it again. And then in the matter of within 2 weeks, that same name came up to me again, Braddock. And when you live in New York or New Jersey, you really only know like the Poconos or Philadelphia, right? So the fact that this city of Braddock came to my radar twice in 2 weeks, I just thought it was a sign to visit, and I went to visit, and that's how I ended up in Pennsylvania.
And you meet this really tall guy, mm-hmm. really dynamic, but he's somebody who's himself, as you well know, regardless, people always talk about his dress, but and what was it about John that attracted you?
It was not his attire. No, I saw it as someone who really cared about this community, and we stayed in touch, and then, you know, it grew from there. But I really just came to get to know this town and learn more about what was happening.
And speaking of this town, for those that don't know, you started two great nonprofits, Good PGH and 412 Food Rescue, which still operates today.
Mm-hmm. And the Free Store in Braddock.
Yes. Uh-huh. And for those that don't know, in particular, 412 Food Rescue, how does that work?
Sure. We looked at food insecurity and food waste, and we were looking to address food insecurity, but also end food waste. We know that a lot of amazing food is wasted every single day in grocery stores and distributors and restaurants, and we wanted to find a way to change that. So we utilize an app. Volunteers can request to do a rescue. So you're kind of like an Uber driver, but for that rescue of that food. And then you're given a location to take it to, whether that is a shelter, whether that's a nonprofit organization. And through those efforts, we've saved a lot of food and have fed a lot of people.
Well, kudos to you. It's a great organization. And I don't think a lot of people knew that you founded it.
Yes, I'm the co-founder of it.
And that said, so you married John, and here he is, really an icon in the region. John, because of the work he did in Braddock, got a lot of attention suddenly around the country. People are like, who is this guy? Because he was so atypical. from somebody who would be in a blue suit and a tie. He was his genuine self and seemed to really care about Braddock and made some major changes. Mm-hmm. That said, with that, you start to get, you know, there's always the people that push back and don't like what you're doing. And then you take another role, moving into Pennsylvania, becoming second lady of the state with John, traversing every county of Pennsylvania, and then a run at the United States Senate, and dealing with somebody who physiologically didn't seem like that was even a possibility when he had his stroke. Going through that alone, and then the depression John has battled, being hospitalized, and all of that, while you're raising three kids, Carl, Grayson, August, how do you deal with that?
I mean, I think life is not supposed to be easy. I never expected it to be. And I think our family hasn't faced any challenges that are that different from many other families in America. I think the difference is ours are faced very publicly. And that adds, I think, a whole other layer of challenges. But I mean, I think you could get through most anything. And, you know, I try to do that every day. I try to really silence a lot of the noise as much as I can to continue to be who I am genuinely and effective at my work. And I think I've learned to do that well.
And how are you navigating John being in Washington, but I know he likes being home here too. How does that work for you and your family?
It's fine. I'm really busy here with my work and you know, he has his job too there. We usually see each other on the weekends and that works just fine. I think a lot of families are commuter families. It's worked fine.
Well, I want to ask you more about your book and the genesis of why now. We're with Gisele Federman, Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. And I want to ask you also about people, once you got to the office with John of the United States Senate, a very important office, and dealing with the criticism that comes with that next. Thanks, Paul. We continue our conversation with Gisele Federman, who is obviously the wife of United States Senator John Federman, out with the new book called Radical Tenderness, The Value of Vulnerability in an Often Unkind World. So the genesis, you said, of you writing this book right now just came to you in this opportunity. How did that happen?
Like I said, I think there weren't enough books about crying. And, you know, I think Putnam Penguin agreed. And, you know, this came about. I never thought about writing a book or wanted to. I'm still quite uncomfortable with the idea of it. But I pushed through and I think put out something special.
So what is the major takeaway that you want people who will read the book walk away from?
I think that, you know, there is another option. Like we live in such conflict all the time and we can choose how we respond to that. And that's the only thing we can control. We can't control anything else, but that is something we can control. And I think we could all benefit from a little bit more tenderness in the world to ourselves, to each other. And maybe if we expected the best out of people, they would rise to our expectations more often.
You have witnessed firsthand, obviously, the acrimony that comes in politics, and the country is basically divided down the middle, give or take. But I can't remember a time where the animus has been so prominent, day in, day out, day in, and you live that. So what do you recommend for people who are trying to detach a little from that and live a more balanced life?
Yeah, I mean, it's terrible. I still get death threats very regularly. I mean, I hate politics. I'm not a politician. I didn't choose this role for myself.
You're saying death threats?
Regularly.
To you?
Oh, yes.
Why?
For years. For existing, for being the spouse of a senator, for you name it. I mean, it's anyone in this role is probably experiencing the same thing. And it's normalized. It's expected. I mean, you see it with contestants on Love Island who get kicked off and are you know, receiving death threats. I think we have become a society that really rewards these attacks or those viral moments or the meanest thing you can do or say.
Which is easy to do on social media from a distance.
Which is easy to do. And I think that's what we've become. You know, we're all looking for that viral moment. And I think it's brought out the worst in us.
Now, your children are ages 12, 9, and 7. And so they're very vulnerable.
A little bigger now. Now they're 16, 13,
oh,
and 11.
I missed a couple. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think I wish they were still that age.
but now, are they aware of this kind of negative acrimony that comes with it?
They have for years. I mean, I remember when August was 7, one day he came to me and he said, "Mom, why is Dad too radical for PA?" That was a commercial that ran every single day while he was playing Minecraft or watching like Minecraft videos. So they were airing these commercials and while he was watching kid YouTube.
Was there a part of you in a way that maybe didn't want John to become a senator because of these kinds of things?
I mean, I don't like that whole world completely. And I was the daughter of a politician and said I would never be involved in politics or date someone in politics. And I guess when we say those things, it's when we get screwed. but I'm very happy to say that none of them want that as a career. They're all like, "I would never be in politics."
That's what your
My
kids
children,
are saying.
Yes,
yeah.
So that makes me very happy.
And when John's dealing with depression, which by the way, is no surprise that a lot of Americans are dealing with it too on a daily basis. The many of these things families deal with, they deal with it in silence. Your life is so public. It seemed impossible that he would overcome the odds of his stroke to become a United States Senator. Then once he did, that's when it really hit him hard.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you deal with that with the family? How did you explain that to the kids?
I explained to them that Dad was having a hard time and that this happens to a lot of people. They probably know a lot of people that are in a similar pain and that all we can do is be there for them. And when he checked himself in, it was a very celebratory day. I remember I brought the kids and I said, "Guys, I have to share some amazing news." And they thought we were going to go to Disney or something. And instead I said, "Oh, Dad just checked himself in." And they were like, "Is this amazing news?" And I said, "Yes, because, you know, getting help is really brave and we're really happy for him." And I was able to quickly get them on board in that same mentality. But I think, you know, we mourn when there's a suicide or, you know, that's a story. But we really should celebrate when someone is doing the work to not end up in a situation like that.
Physiologically and mentally, how is John today?
John is great. I mean, I don't like to talk about John because I'm not, you know, I don't serve as a proxy for him. I think those are questions for him. But John is doing great. He's healthy. He, you know, is doing the work that he was elected to do. And, you know, I really focus on myself and my kids. And
is he enjoying any part of this? I mean, it comes with a heavy price.
I mean, are any of us enjoying this? I don't know. I think that's a question for him.
But what about you in terms of raising the kids and dealing with this constant barrage? I had no idea that you got those kind of death threats. That's demoralizing.
For years.
Years.
Years. Years.
Just because.
Just because.
What do you tell the kids?
I tell them that some people are terrible and politics can make people terrible. And a lot of folks don't know how to process things, but that they can not be terrible and that they can control how they respond and what they put into the world and how they treat other people. And that's all we can do.
Radical tenderness, the value of vulnerability in an often unkind world. Giselle Barreto Fetterman, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing. I know there's part of you that really doesn't want to do this. But you're doing it anyway with purpose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I mean, the only way out is through, and like anything else, you'll make it through.
And again, I applaud you for co-founding the 412 Food Rescue. I think that's a tremendous program.
Thank you.
And the other great work you do, and you don't always get the positive accolades you deserve. So I appreciate you coming in and sharing. And please, I know your husband. Please tell him I said hello.
Will do. Thank you so much.
On to Myra Rush in studio.
Yes.
And normally we hear you 20 minutes earlier, but Giselle Fetterman was there.
You
noticed.
She let her upstage
me. She stayed overtime.
Did you let her upstage me?
No one could ever upstage to Myra Rush. So what's trending?
Libby Dunn. Oh, my goodness. What is happening here?
LSU national champion gymnast, who is the girlfriend of our own Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens.
The ace pitcher going to the All-Star game on Tuesday. What did she do now?
There's a apartment in New York of the late Babe Ruth.
Right.
And she was on point to get this apartment. But being that she's a social media influencer, she posted it on social media and they pulled it from her actually getting the apartment for her and Paul Skeens. This is absolutely incredible.
Well, guess what? There are a lot of apartments in New York. Get another one.
No, Larry. She is an absolute phenom. She is great. She was upbeat about it. She's blaming Alabama fans because she's from LSU.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. She said maybe they're coming for her and that's the reason why. But she is upbeat about it. But just the fact that that's something, I mean, knowing who she is a social media influencer. Like, you know that going in.
Wait a minute. Let me think about this for a minute. Why does she want an apartment in New York for her and Paul when he's a pitcher in Pittsburgh?
Now that's a story.
Yankee.
Oh my goodness. Now that's the story.
Ruth,
it doesn't say here
New
why.
New York Yankees, 27-time world champs.
I don't know about that, but
she
had a design story. Then yes, absolutely. But that's the latest. Unbelievable. And let's transition to being stranded on an airplane.
Oh, I know all about it.
You can talk about it, of course. Delta passengers were stranded overnight on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
What island? How do you land an airplane?
The flight 127 left Madrid on Sunday, bound for New York's JFK. When it was diverted, they're experiencing engine problems. It was supposed to be a transatlantic flight and landed on an island in the middle of the ocean, leading to a more than 31-hour delay. 31. So you take your little 10 hours when you were stranded on Spirit. You take that.
We were held hostage. But on an island, at least there's a beach.
Exactly. You can see some water.
Was there a port-a-john?
I'm sure there was. But crazy, right? Craziness. Just the thought of 31 hours?
I just saw today, speaking of flying, that they had almost 1,000 cancellations yesterday just because of thunderstorms around the country. Mm-hmm. Flying has become such a challenge, you have to overcome.
You have
so
to
many
mentally
obstacles.
Prepare.
You've got to go
like,
in.
Seriously, mentally prepare.
No, you're right.
Like, this is like, you have to map it out. This is what I'm going to do. When I get there, 2 hours, I'm going to have a book to read.
I'm not going to get upset.
I'm going to make sure, like, my cell phone's charged and my devices are all charged. I have my chargers.
Wait a minute. Things are getting better. You don't have to take your shoes off.
Yeah, that's good. Because the smell of that is just... Sometimes I wonder.
Come on, man.
Anyway, there's a new plush doll out.
Oh.
It's called Labubu.
Labubu?
Labubu. Labubu. Everyone, it's an uproar about it, saying it's demonic. It kind of looks
Can
like...
Can I see the picture?
Yes, absolutely. It kind of looks like the Furby.
He looks angry. I will say that.
But people are just ditching them now because they're saying they're demonic. It's like...
It's a plush doll.
I don't know.
Get over it.
It was made overseas in Hong Kong, right? So I don't know. People are saying some things may be happening. So, you know, people get involved in the fury of buying things. In June, the latest plush Labubu toy sold for $31,000.
Can't I create something as stupid as that and make a fortune?
I'm telling my kids now. I'm telling you, go back to school. Do something. Be a creator, content creator. Anyway,
that's what's trending with Tay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Tamara Rush. You have a good weekend.
You too.
By the way, you told us about that new Barbie doll, and 2 days later, it ends up on the network. Look at you, trending with Tay. I wonder why they won't give Libby Dunn Babe Ruth's apartment.
The secret double life of Thomas Crooks. That is what CBS News uncovered in an investigation of the young man who tried to assassinate a presidential candidate, killed Corey Comparator, and critically wounded two men a year ago in Butler.
Yeah, the part of this story that's after a year, first of all, why did it take a year to find out the six Secret Service agents were suspended? And then we haven't heard almost nothing about Thomas Crooks till now.
Right. I think that makes perfect sense what you said about the Secret Service investigation. It's clearly obvious that at least one of the people we're aware of that was suspended was the special agent in charge of the Secret Service Pittsburgh office. Well, of course, that would be a person who's directly affecting the planning for the security of this event. So wouldn't the people who are closest to that be the ones that, I mean, how long does it take? A year to figure that out?
And is it coincidental that it was just days before the anniversary?
Don't know about that.
Well, the Comparator family is not happy about it.
Well, they are furious. And then to the point of the investigation on Crooks, this is revealing for the first time things that we really never knew before. And there were clear signs of mental illness. The dancing all night in the bedroom, talking to himself while moving his hands, those aren't good signs.
And going to the gun range 40 times. In the past, what?
In the year leading up.
Yeah.
Yep, right. So what to do about disruptive and violent closing time crowds on the South Side?
My life right now is consumed with the issues on South Side.
Yeah, Councilmember Bob Sharlin, how about that?
Yeah, we talked to District 3 Councilman Sharlin yesterday, and you could tell just how he answered that question. He's sick of talking about it. Well, let's get something done. He promised that he would tell us early next week once they have formed a collective plan. I mean, the police have made suggestions.
I know we can report this morning that city officials are asking certain businesses on East Carson Street with late closing times to maybe close down a little earlier since a curfew is kind of out of the question.
Right.
The Pirates announced a plan to replace the messages that were lost when they removed the Bucko bricks.
We understood how important that these messages and the memories associated with them are to the fans. So we wanted to find a lasting, permanent display around PNC Park that they could enjoy at any time.
It's President Travis Williams, 60 bronze plaques now with those messages will go up on the facade at PNC Park.
Is that enough to satisfy owners of the original Bucko bricks? I'm sure we'll get a mixed bag of reviews, but at least you won't be walking on them. They'll be more permanent, and you'll be able to see them more readily.
Yeah, much easier to find, right?
Yeah, I think. And final series before the All-Star break for the Pirates. They're in Minnesota to take on the Twins. And then Monday night, Home Run Derby with O'Neill Cruz of the Bucks and Paul Skeens, who's also pitching tonight, expected to pitch for the All-Star game on Tuesday.
And yeah, they're trying to break a six-game road losing streak here. This might be the time to do that.
After they won six in a row.
Yeah. Bipolar, right?
Yeah, when they left Pittsburgh, we're thinking, okay, the worm has turned. We'll ask Joe Block about that in our next hour, Pirates broadcaster who's with the Bucks in Minnesota.
Markets kept the green streak going on Wall Street Thursday, with two indices seeing record highs. The Dow grew 192 points. The NASDAQ netted 19. S&P secured 17 points. Ford is recalling more than 850,000 trucks and SUVs because the fuel pumps could fail. That could lead to engine stalling in Ford Broncos, Explorers, and F-150s, as well as Lincoln Aviators and Navigators. Affected owners can expect to receive a letter in the mail, but Ford has no fix for the problem just yet. Amazon Prime Day seems to be off to a slower start this year. The online retail giant expanded its signature sales event from 2 days to four this week, but marketing and technology firm Momentum Commerce reports its clients who sell on Amazon saw a 41% drop in orders on the first day year over year. Consumer data tracker Numerator also reports people are spending less on their orders. This is the final day of sales. And a special purse is pulling a hefty price. The original Birkin bag just sold at auction for more than $10 million, much more than expected. The Hermes pocketbook from 1984 was designed especially for actress Jane Birkin and features her initials plus some signs of wear and tear. It now goes home with a private collector from Japan. The design launched a line of coveted handbags that normally resell for tens of thousands of dollars. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Friday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
I never heard of that actress, Aaron, but you've heard of the purses, JB.
Yes, I have.
Why are they so expensive?
I have no clue. Like, are they classy looking? Absolutely. But there's not much to them.
Why are Louis Vuitton purses so expensive, Aaron?
I couldn't tell you.
Who's buying all these expensive purses, Aaron? What kind of purse do you have, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a Michael Kors purse.
Oh, okay.
And that's about the extent.
I'm not a big purse person.
I do like bags, but I don't know. I feel like if you have these expensive purses, I mean, are you going to, I don't know, like use them every day? It's very interesting. Very interesting, the time we're living in.
I know when I was in New York City one time, they had this area in Soho, and there was a whole street of vendors that were selling knockoff bags.
Oh,
like
yes.
That.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy one because I don't want one.
Right.
I didn't care. But what was interesting is a guy came down the street, and they had those roll doors, and they rolled all the doors down. So this guy was supposedly undercover. They all knew who he was.
Oh, my gosh. And they were like,
to
nope.
Check on, and I was wondering, what's going on? And someone said, oh, here comes the man. I'm
wow.
Like, what man? The bag man.
And you know what? Got him and guys like him probably got away with it for a little while. Now, apparently, people can sniff out a fake.
Yeah, well, for the difference in price, who would know?
Yeah,
right?
Go for it.
Enjoy that cubic zirconium ring. Not you. I can't believe we're already taking nominations for our Hometown Heroes event, which is coming up in October. If you know someone in your community who has done some extraordinary things in the past year without looking for anything for themselves, please nominate them. KDKRadio.com. We'd love to honor them again, and we'll be making some special announcements about who will be joining you. And you are invited. KDKRadio.com, Larry's Hometown Heroes. And we have met some extraordinary people over the years doing great things in our community. It is 8:55.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.